And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup here on the Mightier 1090 and that Let's Talk Hookup app. Having a great time here. Lots of great fishing going on, and we are talking about it today. Captain Fred Huber of the Daily Double, Captain Steve Peterson of the Mission Bell, both the guys also the Point Loma. And I know you said Chad's doing a lot of running on the Point Loma, and he's filling in for you today, Fred, on the Daily Double. And, you know, you guys have quite the great team of fishermen amongst you guys, and we really appreciate you guys taking some time out of what I know is a very busy schedule to hang out and talk some fishing with us today.
Yes, we're glad to be here. Chad just sent me a text. He's running the boat today, and I gave him a pretty good rundown. No. What do you need, Chad? No, I'll call him.
That's funny. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going. The phones are back up and running there. We had a little down on the phones there, but they are back up and ready for you. If you want to get through, that's 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text. That Let's Talk Hookup text the show option will always be available. So if you want to get a question on the text, just make sure you download that Let's Talk Hookup app and shoot us a text. And, hey, we also mentioned today a really great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on a half-day trip on board the Daily Double, and you're going to get a pass to go on a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell. How cool is that? A couple of great fishing trips for you at the end of the show today. Again, 213-432-1090. And we missed it in the previous segment with the phones, so we're going to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They have been a top choice for tuna fishing from the Nautilus Lite, the standard regular Nautilus, or that new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook can be critical, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus, they have you covered with the confidence that you'll be getting bit with the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle stores. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing great. Sorry to strand you on hold there for a little bit, Willie. We sure appreciate you hanging in there with us.
No worries. You know, nothing ever works as fishermen on our own time frame, right?
Totally.
Just have to roll with it for sure. So, hey, our water up here, too, you know, it's still kind of vulnerable, as I'm sure it is down the coast for those guys there. A bit of a drop in our temps this week. You know, we did have some water below 60. A little bit of that wind kind of knocked it down a bit. But slowly it's climbed back up to about 61 is what we saw yesterday. We are, you know, there's a little area of red tide in some spots too, again, a result of some of that wind. But with that, the half-day bass fishing has been day-to-day. We do have some nice anchovy and sardine for bait. So kind of like you guys were talking about, same deal. You can find a nice little patch of water with some good condition. You'll make a catch on some of that kelp bass. Best setups have been the sinker rigs, reverse dropper loop, 2 to 3 ounce, torpedo sinkers for the guys wanting to go to the bottom, and then like a 3/8 sliding egg sinker for the guys fishing the live bait midwater there for that calico bass. Our 3/4 day stuff right now, we're still out in that deeper water. A couple good solid days on the reds this week. Again, daily differences and condition sets have kind of been, you know, a big factor. Days that we can drift properly, we've had obviously our best results with that better grade red and some of that grouper. And then the days that we've had to fish on the anchor, it's been, you know, mixed rockfish, sculpin, and whitefish. The water on the inside there off Camp Pendleton is kind of off as well. We're seeing the same water as we are in our half days up above San Mateo Point there too. So as that stuff kind of cycles itself out, I'm sure we'll be in there in that kelp and on that hard bottom catching more bass. Over at Kilmeny, that yellowtail that we talked about last week, you know, that stuff finally bit a little bit. The Freery had a nice shot at those fish on Thursday. That yellowtail is like 15 to 20 pounds, just, you know, typical island-grade yellowtail. Heavy yo-yo jigs fish the best, according to what Marcus was telling me. A few fish on the surface iron, too, for those guys that like throwing that jig there up off the bow on the boat. Also, Marcus noted a good sign of bonito along that island as well, but it hasn't really bit yet, so... With that signal of yellowtail over there, Marcus did say that he's going to kind of change the scope of his trips, you know, away from that deep water rockfish to searching around and driving around trying to find those schools of that yellowtail for the time being. So Bass, Yellowtail, and Bonito at Clemente on his overnight trip. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call here. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out, danawarf.com, or link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup page.
Awesome, man. Great report, and glad to hear that things are changing and adjusting, and the good fishing is happening at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Willie, a great job. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll look forward to continued improving conditions and even better fishing as we roll along.
That's what we're hoping. Thanks for the time, guys.
I dig it. Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that very much. Hey, now as a bonus, we're going to go live out to the Shogun. Captain Renee is on the line right now. Good morning, Renee.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. I understand that there's been some very good fishing to be had, and we certainly appreciate a check from the boat. What are you guys up to?
Yeah, we just got in from a three-day. We experienced pretty good fishing. We're fortunate enough to catch our limits for bluefin.
Whew.
It was really nice fishing, you know, during the day, kind of plunked up. We had some pretty good flat fall, you know, jig fishing at nighttime. It was a lot of fun.
Man, that's great news. I know with this, you know, early season and things are going, and boy, what great signs and awesome that you guys were able to get that. Was it all – I know when we had talked to you in the past, there was a lot of dark time fishing. You know, was it all nighttime sinker rig? Did you have daytime fish? Could you catch one on a fly line? Like, what was it like trying to get a bite, and, you know, what time of day did they let their guard down for you?
You know, this go around, it has been nighttime fishing, a lot of nighttime fishing, all night, you know, anywhere from as soon as the sun goes down and you're fishing till sun comes up looking for fish. This go around, we did experience a little plunker fishing, and, right first at gray, got on some fish and plunked a little bit till, you know, maybe lunchtime, and then try to get on a few different schools throughout the day. There's very good signs throughout the day. Sometimes they go down. But the last few days out there, it's been anywhere from early morning to about lunchtime, and you got to drive around, try to get back on them. It seems like they start popping back up early afternoon, 4 or so, then evening. They start really showing flat spots and shining.
Man, that's
whatnot,
awesome.
If you get on a good school, if you're lucky enough to get on one that wants to bite, you're on. They bite for a little while. I think the last few nights they were biting for us for anywhere from as soon as the sun goes down till about midnight. I think we got on to school the first night we were on there, out there about 11:30 at night. So it really depends, but we were definitely fortunate to
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Dope. And what's the grade of the fish been like for you guys? What are you seeing out there? I know there's been a little bit of mix. Is it all big? Is it all school size fish? Is it a little bit of everything? What's the fish look like?
Yeah, it's mixed up. There's the majority of the fish we've got were anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds, and then I'd say the other half was 40 to 55 pounds. We did have some heartbreaks on the flatfalls at night there, but the biggest one we landed, I think, was about 60 pounds this trip. So there's definitely mixed up. There's some bigger fish out there you see, but they wouldn't want to bite.
Got that fine. Well, that's great, Renee. Sounds like certainly some very good fishing. And you guys have any opportunities? I know the boat's running full speed. You guys have been on this bluefin really well. Seems like been a lot of mixes of day and a half and three-day trips. What's coming up in the future, and are there any spots and opportunities to come get in on this? Obviously, this last trip had limits. Any chance to get on this good bluefin fishing while it's still hot?
Yeah, we have a few openings on our next day. Actually, tonight we're full. Wednesday night we have some openings, and then there's a couple of three-day, day-and-a-half trips on the schedule. We got a few openings, a couple spots left open. Seems like the rest of them are filling up or full.
That's great.
So, yeah, you can check Fisherman's Landing's website. I think we have about 8 spots open on this next day-and-a-half, even on Wednesday, not the one tonight. But and we have some spots for a three-day the following week.
Oh, cool.
So,
and the three-day trip next week, is that also done through the landing? Do you call Jen at the office? How, if somebody wanted to get on that three-day trip, you know, again, while the fishing's really good here, is that an office thing or through the landing?
Yeah, that one's through the office. You can call Jen at 619-226-8030, or you can book through the internet there at shogunsportfishing.com.
Awesome. Well, great job, Renee. Glad to hear it. Limits of bluefin tuna, and I know you guys had some yellowtail as well. Sounds like it was a great trip, and we really appreciate you keeping us up to date. Let us know what's going on out there.
Yeah, right on. Thanks, Rick. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
all right.
it.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Let's continue with our catch report, wrapping up with the surf guru himself. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Boy, lots of information, man.
Yeah, it's been a long one. Again, we apologize about keeping you on hold there for a little bit, but sure appreciate the info as always, guys.
Yeah, no worries. First of all, I want to say lots of good memories of the Daily Double and sitting on that Point Loma kelp in the afternoon with the bass rolling around.
Thank you.
That's good times. Rock God.
I'll agree with you on that one, buddy. Some of my favorite times.
Hey, we got good times going for the halibut fishermen, too. Another good week of halibut fishing, good barred perch fishing, lots of croaker, both yellowfin and spotfin. We had some spotfin in the 5 and 6 pound class this week. Good numbers of juvenile white sea bass showing in the bays outside the surf line. And there are some legal fish up to like 31, 32 inch mixed in. Water temps 59 to 62 degrees. So we're really getting to that zone. We get past 62, it's really game on. Hook, line, sinker reported limit-style fishing for barred perch. Most fish ranging from 1/2 to 1 pound with a few kickers to 1.5 pounds. Grubs, gulp, lugworms, mussel, all working well. Good catches reported from Summerlin, Santa Claus Lane, Silver Strand, Refugio, all that good big perch country. Wiley's reported good schools of white sea bass showing outside the surf line. A shop regular took a 31-inch fish on a piece of cut squid fished off county line. And if you want a beach to find a sea bass, county line picks them out on a regular basis there. Always a good stretch. Good numbers of calico bass also in the mix. Big fish in Seal Beach reported good halibut catches along Bolsa Chica, Huntington Beach. Flash minnows working here. Also some good catches behind the breakwater. Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, and the Marina Bridge have been hot spots. Live smelt producing some of the better catches. Swim baits, soft jerk baits also working. Ketchup Tackle reported good halibut catches. Rock Cod, listen to this. The annual Lily Call was won this week with a 26-pound halibut. And that was the tournament requires 4-pound test line. Yeah. And, you know, those guys are nuts for that tournament. Yeah. It's usually won by a croaker or something. And they a lot of times they fish in the boats, you know, so you hang a big fish on that light line, you can let the boat drag you around, and it works a little better. You know, shoreline light tackle fishing could be tough. Hogan's reported a 36-inch fish on a cherry berry missing scale pattern flash minnow. The fish was caught at hole in the fence, and then Pacific Coast reported excellent halibut bite in the lagoons, on the beaches, lots of 26 to 28-inch fish, several fish in the 30-inch class. Live bait has been best, smelt, and then some guys going to the harbor and getting some bait, and a 6-pound, 2-ounce croaker caught off the Oceanside Pier. So that's a lot going on, but that's the time of year. It's really good fishing, Rock God.
I dig it. What a great thing, and I still can't imagine a 26-pounder on 4-pound. That's
a
serious achievement, just lifting that thing off the bottom and stuff. Well, great report, Gundy. Glad to hear that the surf fishing is going as good as it is, and, man, we'll look forward to another great report next week. Again, it just feels like this is the time that things have really been happening.
Yep.
With good fishing offshore, good fishing on the beach. It's just we're just waiting for consistent conditions to really straighten out and let our pre-summertime take over.
And lastly, I want to wish Don Hansen a happy birthday. I understand it's the 20th anniversary of his 55th birthday or something like that.
I dig it. Great call, Gundy, and a happy birthday wish for sure.
Still buttering up the boss, Rock
Gun. Yep, no doubt. It's a smart man. Very smart man. Gundy.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
See you, buddy. Talk to you next week. Appreciate that very much. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Appreciate it very much. Phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Let's talk to Roy. He called us from San Diego this morning. Roy, you still hanging in there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. You got me?
Hey, loud and clear there. Sorry about that, Roy. Good morning.
All right, great. No, that's hey, good morning. Again, I just spread on the half day there. When you guys are fishing lead heads, do you see any more effectiveness with something like a little more flash, like with underspins or whatnot, or are you just basically the straight lead head and a regular swim bait, or even like a swim bait with a curly tail or something like that?
every leadhead swims different, and more importantly, sinks different. And different ones, you know, it's amazing how that like that long one that they came out with for the Whams, you know, years ago. It just sinks different, and even the bullet ones, you know, whether it's rounded or pointy, and trying different ones, you know, there's so many. I mean, go into Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop and the variety of leadheads. You know, I'll stop and look at leadheads and the weight. You know, there's times when, if the current's running hard and we're fishing sand bass in deeper water, you know, I'll fish as much as a 2 ounce in heavy current, and I want to have some 2 ounce ones around. And then there's other times, you know, this little finesse bait, the guys like to fish. They'll refer to it as the mouse, where it's got kind of a wide body and a tiny little tail. And they fish an absolutely smallest leadhead they can, and it's almost like they're casting out a live bait, and it's barely falling in the weeds fishing calicos. So the variety of leadheads and different options matched up to different baits, it's an endless. I got a kick out of them talking about a missing scale red.
Cherry berry.
It's like, you know, knowing all the terms for all the different ones. I mean, it's just, you know, Rick's the tackle guy, and he'll tell you there's a million different formulas, and then there's a million different conditions to match.
Sure.
and get it just in the right place. And, you know, is it midwater? Is it, you got to race down to the bottom? Is it more on the surface? And, you know, Corey, you know, that big MC swim bait,
right,
with the weedless hook and the weights on the hook, and you're rigging it weedless, you know, that's something my son Philip kind of has shown me. And, you know, there's one of the few examples of where it's like, okay, I need Spectra. But there's so many different ways of fishing plastics. I mean, I grew up and I remember the first one was a salty dog, and then the scampi came along, and you know, we're still fishing scampies, but there's a million different plastics now that it kind of boggles the mind how many options, and then options and heads too. I mean, it's just
That's great. No, that's well answered. That's perfect, Roy. Appreciate the phone call very much. And you're right. I mean, I didn't think about it until you said it, but we have an 8-foot wall. It's 5 feet tall and 8 feet long of just lead heads. And it's full. I mean, it's full all the way across. And we had to put other ones on another pedestal because we didn't have enough room for underspins and weedless underspins. And, you know, I mean, you're right.
And you still don't have them all.
And yet another section for weighted swim bait hooks, and still don't. You know, you're absolutely right about that.
Bottom draggers versus vertical
baits. Totally.
Yeah. Some baits are made to be drugged through the weeds. Some are made to be drugged across the bottom. Some are made to get bites on the sink only. There's a million different combos.
Corey, you know, we're obviously so lucky to have Corey in here with us all the time. He's such a huge proponent of where the hook is, or where the line tie is placed on the lead head, you know, on a triangle lead head where it's, you know, halfway back and, you know, it comes on at 90 degrees versus a, you know, a boxer or a war bait where it's, you know, up at the front, so the lure's kind of coming up at a higher angle, maybe gets you across the kelp a little better. I mean, there's, yeah, like you say, a ton to it. And all of them have their place.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And a cheap plain lead one might have its place because it's cheaper and easier and you're burning through them. And a super fancy weed guarded one, it's got its place and time too. So, Roy, a great call very much and a great question. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's biting on the beach. It's time for your fishdope.com report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. This report is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish. They have their spices, their rub, the smoked cheese, the famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Now open at their brand new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Good morning, Dave Hansen.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Fred, Steve. How you guys doing today?
We're having a lot of fun. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, it's good to be on the radio with you guys. I was listening to Fred talk a little bit about that anchovy. Yeah, I remember the first time we saw one in the bait tank. I had no idea what it was. I think I was 14, and I asked the captain, I said, what is this thing? It looks like a domino swimming in there with all the other fish with the little dots on it. He goes, that's a sardine, son. They're extinct. I was like, they're extinct. Isn't this one right here in the bait tank? Yeah, but you'll never see those again. They've been gone for years. I'm like, okay, huh, now you can't find an anchovy. No, but anchovy fishing has got to be so much fun when you pull up to the edge of the kelp there, Fred, and you just brail a couple scoops of anchovies and watch those calicos come cartwheeling out of the water, and you go, okay, this is where we're going to fish today. The calico bass fishing wants to get going, guys. It's just we need a little bit of consistent weather. If we can get a little bit of consistency like we saw in the middle of the week, everything wanted to bite. Yellowtail at Catalina, I mean, at San Clemente Island wanted to bite. That tuna offshore wants to bite. Everything wants to bite. We just get a little more consistency in the weather. But having that anchovy in the bait barges up and down the coast right now is changing a lot because it's giving you a chance to throw handfuls of bait into the edges of that kelp and watch that calico come, and that barracuda will show up. Everything's ready. The table is set. Like Fred and Steve, everyone's talking about, though, you better get your reservations sooner than later because everybody's going to be filled up here. Everybody wants to go fishing. The boats are ready. Everything's ready. The table's set. The fishing's going to be phenomenal. So make sure you get your reservations early and get out there on the water and go fishing. You don't want to wait until the fish are biting because then the next day you'll be like, should have been here yesterday. You better come back tomorrow. So all I can tell you is get ready. It's all set. The table is set. It's time to go fishing. Get out there and go fishing.
Great call. Appreciate that, Dave, very much. Sounds like there's some good fishing to be had and even better on the horizon. Somebody wants to keep up with the ways on how to catch them, all the great videos that you do on Your Saltwater Guide. How do we find you?
Guys, check me out at YourSaltwaterGuide.com. I got over 400 how-to videos. I even got Ricky on there telling you how to tie your hooks on. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday. I'm going to let everybody else get on there because I know the phones were down for a little bit. So I was just being quick and getting in and getting out. See ya.
We appreciate you, buddy. Great report. Appreciate that. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week. And if you want to keep up with all the great fishing information, always check out fishdope.com. Full of the best information on the water. You can find basically everything you need from fishing conditions to weather to water. And if you want to save $20 off of a new membership, use the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 on a new membership. Dave, appreciate the phone call very much, and we will talk to you next week. Phones are packed. We're going to dive right back into them and talk to Ed calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I was able to save enough money up to get a Trinidad 14. And I was wondering how can I set that up for fishing around, you know, local and that, maybe small yellows or something like that. Can you help me out on that?
Guys, do you have a preference on what you like to see when a guy comes out onto the boat? Longer top shot, shorter top shot? Would you do like you were talking about, fill the reel halfway full of Spectra and the other half full of mono? Would you fish it all full and just a little piece of fluorocarbon? How do you like seeing guys set up with a Trinidad 14, a smaller live bait reel?
If it was mine, I'd probably fill it up most of the way full of Spectra. And then I personally fish long fluorocarbon top shots.
Okay.
I fish long. I use...
When you say long, how long are we talking?
100 feet.
Okay.
At least 100 feet.
So you're casting. The whole thing that you're casting is a piece of fluorocarbon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten the Sunline Sniper. And I fish 25 or 20 pound some sniper on there or whatever your
sure
preferred fluorocarbon is. But I like long top shots. I don't like to mess. I don't like braiding the water until I'm bit.
Okay.
Until I have a fish on. I like the way fluorocarbon or mono feels in hand with my bait with the whole operation. And that's how I like to have mono in my hands and mono in the water or fluorocarbon, whichever one you prefer. And that's I don't like to fiddle. I don't like to cast braid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, that's the way I set mine up.
So call it 7/8 full of Spectra, but a full casting length,
yep,
100 feet or so 75 feet, 100 feet of your top shot.
At least. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like fiddling with. I do not like messing with braid. The only thing I like braid for is to have a lot of it.
Sure.
And it's cheap in the long run to fill up your reel and only use whatever, change it out.
I get the Sunline. I had never used much anything Sunline wise, but Sunline is the, I don't know what you call it, the manufacturer of that AFTCO Psycho Pro fluorocarbon. Yeah, Sunline makes it for them. Man, it is. That and that line would be maybe lesser in the small, bass type scenario, but I mean, they make it, obviously they make it down to 20 pound, but yeah. I really liked fishing that AFTCO Psycho Pro fluoro this year. Uh-huh. And it's just a formula that Sunline produces. It's one of their, what the formula was like their, one of their real high end lines that Sunline made for freshwater fishing. They never used that formula in larger tests. Uh-huh. And their big thing was, strength after the line was compromised. So, you can, with the different resins that fluorocarbon makers use, you can make them do other things. You can get really high knot strength, but it doesn't cast good. Or you can make it cast great, but it doesn't hold up well. And this one is, their big deal was strength after the line was compromised. So after it's been rubbing on the teeth or after it's been abraded in the rocks, it still maintains real high strength. But it's produced by Sunline. And, man, it is good stuff.
Good.
And I like it too because it's crystal clear. Sometimes when your fluoro gets stretched out real bad, it kind of turns a little milky and chalky, and this stuff, even short top shot pulling on a big fish, it still stays real crystal. I like it, so I'm with you. That's some good stuff. Well, I hope that answers your question, Ed. Appreciate the phone call very much. Next up, let's talk to John's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. He answered my question a minute ago, Fred did, or if it was Steve, about the fluoro and the Spectra and all that. And my next question is, are you going to be doing the late afternoon, early twilight half-day runs again? I did those last year and
that
did
cool.
Fabulous on every trip I went.
Yeah, we're just getting started on those. We're right now we're on the schedule Friday, Saturday. And we'll run that through May, but then as we get Memorial Day weekend, so the end of the beginning of June, we'll probably go 7 days a week.
Explain what that is, the time, and then also why you kind of chose to do it slightly different from traditional.
Yeah, we got to the point where there's four half day boats in San Diego County, and we don't stand out any more than anybody else, and I wanted to do something different, so we changed our schedule, put it back 2 hours, so we do 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and then our afternoon trip is 3 in the afternoon to 8:30, and it's such a nice time.
Totally.
It's such a nice time, and as it starts getting warmer and we're getting into summer, we fished the last 2 days, and it's the time of day when bass want to bite.
Right.
It's the best. The day settled in, what's going on, and especially sand bass, the end of the day, they want to start biting. And, I think of all the years past when it's like, okay, it's time to go. And it's like, I don't want to go. It's just getting good.
Yeah.
So we're running the trips, Friday and Saturday right now. We're probably going to add Sunday in, maybe mid-May, but then by Memorial Day weekend, so the beginning of June, we'll two trips a day every day. And last year as we rolled out of COVID, we started fishing. I think it was either June 9th or 10th, and we just dove straight into two trips a day.
I think it's such a good call, and you're there for a couple of hours. You have the whole area to yourself when the other guys are going back in, and like you said, that evening time's the best time to be on the water, especially nice summer conditions. It's just nice. You're not coming home late, but it's just perfect. You avoid the trap, the whole thing, like everything about that run. I thought was such a good idea.
Yeah,
it's cool,
and it's
perfect time
really
for out of towners too.
Yep, no
yes.
doubt.
Perfect
yeah,
time
some,
for out of towners too.
Schedules.
Yeah, no
yeah.
doubt. Well, hey, a great call. Appreciate it very much, and good luck on the trip. So sounds like they're coming quick. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Up, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. We're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much good information, talking Daily Double, talking Mission Bell. Phones are packed up. Texts are pouring through. If you want to get your shot to get through, give us that call, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we had a good text come through from Josh in Menifee. Says, I'm in the market for a new set of binoculars, and I'm really having a tough time between choosing the affordable cost of the Fujinon Technostabi, which is the electronic stabilized binoculars that are, you know, somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 bucks, and the Stabi scopes that are, you know, up around $5,000 and a true gyro. Do you guys have any input for Josh on cost and what you do, you know, do you have a particular pair of binoculars that you like when you're offshore on the Mission Bell, Steve?
Nothing but the
let's get a little closer.
Nothing but stabiloscopes.
Okay.
I mean, the Technostabies work, and some guys like them fine. But the stethoscopes are just, they're just.
There's a reason they're $5,000.
Yeah.
And it's because they're worth it.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're great. They're fantastic. Yeah.
And go ahead.
I bought the Frasers, mm-hmm. and I've had the Frasers now for, I don't know, 6 years?
Yeah, the Frasers are fine. Yeah.
That's what I have,
yeah.
too.
I love my Frasers.
I love the Frasers also. For me, it's a little bit different because I'm in a skiff, and the Frasers can scan back and forth. Like, I think, and this is my opinion, not, I mean, again, as always, there's people that know a whole lot more about this than I, but I think the Frasers, they definitely scan back and forth a little faster, and I'm not in nearly as a stable a platform as the Mission Bell or the Daily Devil. You know, we're in a skiff and we're bouncing around a little more. So those glasses being able to sweep back and forth faster on a skiff for us is a really big deal. So myself, my boat partner Neil, we both have Frasers. With all that said, the Techno Stabies compared to a regular pair of field glasses, I mean, it's still night and day. So having a pair of $5,000 binoculars, it's very easy to say, like, yes, you have to have them. They're that good. And on a professional level like you guys are, they are. With that said, a pair of Techno Stabies compared to not having them, it does. It puts you into a whole nother class. And having stabilized binoculars is just it's such a huge factor. I think on a private boat term, like, it's probably the most important thing you could add to your thing. You know, we don't have on a skiff, like Josh talking about, you don't have a sonar. You know, you're finding fish 95% of the time with your eyeballs. And if you can extend the reach of your eyeballs out another mile or two or three or four, it's just you're covering so much more than you could. So I think you're barking up the right tree, but for your money, you're going Stabiscope, no question.
Yep.
Got it.
Stabiscopes.
That's it. Good text, Josh. Appreciate that very much. Let's dive back into the phones and talk to Dennis. Dennis is hitting us up from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Are you here?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here in San Diego, actually. Ever since I was a kid, I used to go on these boats, and now that I'm older and I have mobility problems, you know, I can't wait to get back on them. The one day and half days are always good. I have a couple of questions, so bear with me. Every time I go, I bring extra bait like shrimp and mussels and clams. Is that really all right for me to do? Because I always share with people around me. Two, are you going on any tri-lite trips? And can you end this last one for me? Ever since I was a kid, I heard one of those boats out there was an old PT boat. If so, which one was it?
So we'll start at the beginning on bait selection. One of the things I'll say this past year was the sheephead fishing with squid really, or not squid, but with shrimp, mm-hmm. really opened my eyes to a fishery that's been right in front of us that we have not taken enough advantage of.
Okay.
And I've gotten to the point where having shrimp and squid on board, our prices have gone up. But with our increased prices, I have made more of a point of having squid and shrimp available to my customers. And, you know, I know there's some boats in our fleet where, yeah, you guys better buy some squid. We don't do that on the double. We don't. There's things we do. We don't. You lose a sinker, I'm going to give you a sinker. We don't put our hands out and say we need more money for anything. Mm-hmm. My price is my price. And we've really made a point of trying to make things more inclusive.
That's awesome, man.
You know, the squid anymore, you know, I'm buying 10-kilo boxes and a good price is $2.75 a pound. And, you know, we try to conserve it, but it's there for you.
That's
and,
great.
And we make a point of that. The thing with the shrimp, you know, a good price for shrimp right now is $4.75 if you buy in bulk. And when things are happening, to be able to pull that out and put it on everybody's hooks, you know, it's a big deal. It's a difference. Yes, bring it. And a lot of times it's the customers that have brought their own. A couple of sheephead come on board. It's like, hey, get it out of the freezer. Let's bust it out. So the customer bringing their own can be the indicator. And but it's something that I've really made an effort to where the specialized baits are something I want to have available, and there's less people. So sure. You know, trying to break that out with 50, 60 people on board, oh wait a minute, it'd go away real quick. But now that we're fishing 20, you know, under 30 people, 24 people, it's more manageable.
That's awesome.
And we're willing to pay and keep that.
You talked about twilight fishing.
Yeah, please don't call it a twilight trip because twilight traditionally has been a trip that leaves after 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, and you're barely just catching the sundown.
Yeah.
Our trip that leaves at 3, it's not a twilight trip. Are we catching the sun going down? Yeah. We're catching the end of the day, and it's so much better than a twilight trip. I mean, it's night and day. A twilight,
probably
a twilight thing. Yeah, that was something greedy owners put together to see if they can get a third trip in. And I always hated it because I had to leave my afternoon half day trip to come back in to pick up the twilight people. And it was a greedy owner thing. And I never liked it. I despised it. So, you know, I hate preaching, but please don't call it a twilight trip. It's a late afternoon trip.
It was those hours were picked by you by design.
Yes, sir.
That's cool.
And what was his third question?
PT boats.
PT boats. Yeah. None of ours.
Well, in the fleet.
Yeah,
but they, you know, the Mahalahini,
right? That's what
the Ranger,
Queen,
and
maybe?
The Queen, yeah. But they're not PT boats per se, but they had a World War II military history.
Yeah,
I don't know if they were AVRs or whatever they were exactly, but they are the Queen and the Queen and the Ranger are same hull design, and the Mahalahini is a different hull design, but also World War II,
and all share that similar look. You know, you see those things out there, it's got a very unique profile in the water.
Yep.
That's cool. Hey, Dennis, great call. Appreciate the phone call very much. Kai from San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Kai?
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
How are you?
We're doing good, Kai.
Great.
Good morning.
Got a question?
Good morning. Yeah, so I just wanted to know, I had a couple questions. I wanted to know what the... was it surface fishing or bottom fishing for those bass? I keep hearing there's a whole bunch of bass in the water and they're hitting pretty hard. Also, I wanted to know what it means to you to have such a good crew. Third of all, I just wanted to know how stoked are you to see all these bass hitting and what it means to see all these bass? Because I heard it's absolutely on fire. Is this true?
Well, I know you guys talked about what a great crew you have already, and you certainly got a good team together, especially with the two of you guys and everybody that works and fish with you.
Yeah, we feel blessed. I mean, it's every year. It's part of what changes. You know, different people coming through. Last year was a little bit of a challenge. You know, this is the time of year where we're generally developing crew. You know, in the spring. Last year that didn't happen. You know, we're down waiting to get to go fishing, so you know, last year was a little bit of a scramble, but, you know, it always amazes me how things come together. And Steve and I, over the years, we've seen so many people come and go. And, you know, our two operators besides ourselves right now, Chad Slager and Sean Hartigan, I mean, I love them both. They're such good guys, and they're good operators. And then working down from there, Terry Somerville, MD, he's somebody I worked with in the mid 80s, and he circled back, and he's strong, and Steve's Karen, you know, she's so solid.
No
she's
doubt.
She's the room mom, and she looks out for so many of the guys, and it, you know, just so many things come together. You know, the crew is the family. I tell the boys all the time, it's like, look, you're family, and we want to take care of you like that, and it is part of the operation that is one of those things. how people get taken care of.
Totally.
You know, we always tell them, it's like, look, we're not a fishing boat. We're licensed by the Coast Guard to carry passengers for hire. That is our cargo, is the people. Take care of the people.
When you guys come on the show, it's just like this show was. It's endless people talking about how much they love fishing with you, and, you know, I love fishing on the bell, and I love fishing on the double, and, you know, it's countless that, and that's the reason you guys provide such a good, you know, you provide such a good entertainment for the day for everybody, no doubt. Again, hey, Kai, great phone call. Appreciate it very much. Another text came through. Good morning, guys. I had the pleasure of chartering the Bell last month. Captain Steve P. was wrecking the red rockfish with a crazy-looking jig. I want to know, what was the name of this jig? By the way, I absolutely love fishing with Steve. I learn something new each time that I do. Looking forward to my next charter on the 22nd. That was Reggie in Camarillo.
Right on. Hi, Reggie. Good morning. It was a Damiki lure. I'm not sure exactly. It's similar to a Lucanus.
Okay.
It's the same idea as Lucanus, but it's made by Damiki. I don't, honestly, for the name, I don't know the name of it. The Damiki guys hooked me up and gave me one of those things, and some other lures too. And I like their products.
Okay.
And that one is similar to Lucanus. I wish I could do them justice and say the name of it, but it's a fantastic red rockcod bait, and it's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a little different. It's got a little bit of shimmy to it. It swims a little bit in the water. It wobbles a little bit. It's kind of round.
Uh-huh.
And it is done. I'm still. It's the only thing I've caught a red on this year.
And the Reds want it.
The Reds want it back.
All right, Reggie. Well, you got them to give it up at least part of the way.
It's a Damiki.
Yeah.
It's
okay. No. Well, so if somebody jumped on there, they could find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Good one. Appreciate that very much. Good text, Reggie. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Mark. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, you answered my question on the afternoon trips, but I have a question. You're on a morning trip, and you're on the fish, and it's time to go back. And I know you have to go back, but do you go right back to the same spot with the afternoon trip?
Oh, that's the type of question where it's hard to know. Conditions change. You know, there'll be times when, you know, in the morning there'll be some crazy out-to-sea condition and we might be fishing a spot backwards. And then the afternoons, the current starts running downhill and it's you would not want to go back to it. Other times, you know, it just, there's so many variables and conditions change and you cannot say in your head, it's like, oh, I need to go back to the spot, because as soon as you get determined to do something or some expectation, guess what? You're going to get slapped. And,
sure.
And, I mean, yeah, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah, it's just not a black or white thing.
Yeah, no, it's not at all.
And I'm sure in that, you know, in the time when you pull the anchor to drive all the way back in to pick up passengers, sometimes rebait, there's far too much time has passed to know, oh yeah, this is going to be the same thing. And I'm sure that has played out in both your minds hundreds of times over the years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mark, that's a great phone call. Appreciate it very much. Next up, let's think another one and talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great show. You know, I've been for years just fishing offshore now, and I did do a half day trip last year, and I was wondering, you know, I heard you anchoring up off the kelp. What, you know, what would your like regulars do, take on a trip to anchor up off the kelp there? What kind of setups would be like the number one and number two outfits that you would take with you?
Meaning what kind of gear are you bringing on a
yeah,
local,
gear,
a local
lure,
trip like that?
Hook, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is the two or three style rods that's going to keep a guy up for everything you'd bump into? It doesn't need to be specific. Just
yeah, I think you need to have, I think if you're going on a half-day trip, you got to have a 20, 25-pound bait stick, 25-pound mono on a 7 to 8 foot rod for general purpose fly lining if you're fishing for yellowtail. If you happen to fish for yellowtail or bonito or whatever, calico bass, then you're going to want to throw in some sort of bass. You know, you want to have the bait stick available for fishing a sardine in the weeds, 20 or 25-pound test. And then, you know, bass, some sort of bass rig for throwing a plastic, whether it be a blam, wham type lure or whatever kind of sinking mm-hmm. bait. And, you know, and then maybe something, another lighter rod. I don't know. But, you know, the bass guys, the regulars have all different stuff that they're their specialties. Each each regular is different. Some like to fly line of bait. Some like to do nothing but plastics. Some like to do fish nothing but a slug, no matter what the condition is, and always do well with it. But then there's that's the exception to the rule. You know, I'm going to take at least two rods. I'm going to have a 20, 25, probably 25-pound bait stick and something lighter to fish a bass lure with on some sort of maybe some braid or some mono or whatever, 15, 20, 25-pound test.
I think it's perfect.
Throwing a lure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have a jig stick, too. But that's just me.
Because you're never going to go anywhere without having a surface iron rod.
I'm not going to go in the ocean without having a rod to throw a surface iron.
Half-day to 12-day, you're bringing that thing.
Yeah, if there's a yellowtail that needs catching, I'll catch him.
I like it. Does that answer your question for you, Sam?
It does. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much, buddy. Let's try to sneak one more in there. How about Rich from Camarillo finishing us off this morning? Hi, Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question is, does the Daily Double have a RSW on it, or how do you keep the fish?
No. 6-hour trips. Yeah. It's so short. There's not very often where, you know, bonita caught first thing on a trip, that's about the toughest fish for us to keep. But even so, you know, that fish bled, that fish hung in the gunny bags, yep, and kept wet is generally going to be okay. But you're
hours
asking,
from your car.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's any half day boats that I know of in San Diego that have RSW setups. But
they have them. They might not use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, they have them in case they go tuna fishing. And what we do when we go tuna fishing is we put a bag on and fill it full of ice. You know, we make the accommodation if we jump, and you know, it's we'll do full day trips. You know, there's nothing better than when all three of our boats are offshore fishing tuna.
That's when
it's really good.
That's awesome. Rich, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing. We're giving away a trip on board the Daily Double and the Mission Bell. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, I can't get over how fast 2 hours goes by with these two guys in here. It's always a favorite show of mine and a great time talking Daily Double and Mission Bell and Point Loma. And somebody's getting to go fishing on board the Daily Double and the Mission Bell. We've got a half-day trip and a full-day trip going to Ed from Mira Mesa. Ed, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on those boats. Such a great time. And, man, Fred, Steve, can't begin to thank you enough. 2 hours is just definitely not enough time. And very busy times coming up for you guys now. But if somebody wants to come fishing on the Daily Double, wants to go fishing on the Bell, wants to charter the Point Loma, how do we do all those things?
We're operating out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and you can call them at 619-223-1627. You can also get them at info at pointlomasportfishing.com.
Chartering the boat, same thing. We could pick dates. We could charter out the Bell and call the website, call the landing, that kind of thing.
Absolutely,
awesome.
You can contact the landing, and if you want to deal directly with me, they'll give you my cell phone number. Okay. I tell them I don't care if they want a $5,000 charter or complain about the size of the bait. Give them my phone number, and I'll talk to all of our customers.
That's
anytime.
Awesome. You guys did a great job. We really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time. Wish you the best of luck fishing and. Keep us in touch. Let us know what's going on out there. We always appreciate those checks.
Thank you, Rick.
Great job, guys. Appreciate that very much. We appreciate you listening. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star. And next Sunday, Captain Marcus Medak of the Nulo Ann. You stay tuned. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A huge thanks to Adam and Andrew for keeping us going here. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.